Okay, before we begin, I just want to make a few short announcements. First, I want to thank Rav Michal Miller for giving our share yesterday. Thank you on very short notice. Thank you very, very much. We enjoy your share. Those who didn't hear will be available online at the website with the kollel. You can hear his share. Very deep share, I'm sure, Maral, of Inyani Maral. Also, I want to thank Dr. Phil Friedman for his gracious talent in arranging this beautiful siyum. Mr. Rappaport for helping out, and all of the...
My assistant and all the others.
Thank you all very much for putting this all together. And please, everyone, before at some point in time, please speak to Dr. Friedman to make sure that we cover all of the costs for the... And also, I want to thank, from the bottom of my heart, Mr. Axelrod, our faithful member, and for thank you for coming and taking professional pictures of this beautiful affair. Now, without further ado, we are blessed and greatly honored to have nothing less than a Nasi Elokim B'Sechenu, a prince of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our midst. It's a tremendous chus we have here, one of the Gedolei Yisrael, Harav HaGoyin, Rav Herschel Zolti, is a Rosh Yeshiva of Mir Yeshiva, a Rebbe for thousands of Talmidim, Shmoy Hoylech B'chol Ha'olam. He's known to be a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a tremendous Baal Midos, a very unique blend in Klal Yisrael. We are very, very fortunate, and we thank you very, very much for taking out from Zolti's very busy schedule, especially Erev Shabbos. Those who remember your yeshiva days, Rosh Yeshiva and Rabbeim are very busy Erev Shabbos, and it's a lot, he has done quite a bit on his part, pull strings, that he was able to come and mechabit us, and we very much appreciate what he has done for us in coming to Mechazik, the Koilel, Mechazik Talmud Torah, and Mechazik the Shul, and all of Klal Yisrael. And before I introduce the Rav, I just want to tie one little thing that we learned about in Sifrei, Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah, to the Rosh Hashiva. And for that matter, for everyone here. Daniel is called in Sefer Daniel, Ish Chamudos. It's a hard word to translate. A delightful person. In Slichos, we refer to Daniel. Daniel Ish Chamudos. The schus of Daniel Ish Chamudos. Ezra, the second of our svarim, is called Ezra HaSoifer. And we read the pasuk before, a Soifer Bohir. Soifer is a scribe. Chazal tell us, why were they called Soiferim? Soifer literally means to count. They would count the letters, they would count the Amari Chazal, they would organize Torah. And Nehemiah was known as a leader. He was the quintessential leader. He was a political leader, of course a Talmud Chacham, everything was al das Torah. Different type of personality. But let's focus for a moment on the word Chamudos. I saw in the Sefer Oihel David by Harav Avgoyin, Rav David Cohn here from the neighborhood, from Gvul Yavetz, he explains that the word Chamudos in Tanakh is always associated with the concept of Malchus. And the simplest proof comes from Shaul, Shmuel and Shaul. When Shmuel first meets Shaul, he says to him, "Ulmi kol chemdas Yisrael." To whom is it more deserving, the chemda, the delight of Klal Yisrael, Yoyser milcha, more than you and your family's home? And if you look at this pasuk in Shmuel, I think it's the beginning of Perek Tes, Pasuk Chof. Look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Mika Kan, here he was Merames for the very first time that Shaul would be the Melech. Here he was Merames the Dvar Malchus. So Rav David Cohen says, what do we learn from here? The word Chenda is associated with the concept of Malchus. And he gives many examples. Shabbos, Chemdas Hayomim. In days, there's also such a concept that there's a king of the days, there's a Shabbos. But Daniel is called the Ish Chamudos. And Chazal explained that Daniel was from Shevet Yehuda, and had things been different, it could have been that Daniel would have been a Melech. Daniel is the Ish Chamudos. Chazal also tell us, Man Malkei Rabbanan. Who are the true kings? Talmidei Chachamim. Talmidei Chachamim, through the Koach of Torah, have the power to be Moishel, to rule over themselves, to bring out in this word covered Shemayim. Man Malkei, Chazal does not need any elaboration. Pshutei Kimashmo, Man Malkei Rabbanan. We have here a group of people, and specifically an individual that we can highlight that captures the essence of Daniel, Ezra, and Nehemiah. On the one hand, Ish Chamudos, a delightful person, a Talmud Chacham, a true Melech, a Nasi, a noble person, a Sofer Bohir, a brilliant Talmud Chacham. And he's also a Nehemiah. Nehemiah was a leader. It's not just enough to learn to be a Talmud Chacham, to be a Baal Midos, Ben Adam L'Chavero. A person has to accomplish things in this world. You have to influence other people. You have to make a roshim. Nehemiah was a political leader who went out to the world and he dealt with the government to bring good things for Klal Yisrael. Three different personalities capturing three different characteristics which every person must strive in their own personal life to achieve, to gain, to conquer. And Baruch Hashem, with this, I want to introduce such a person who has truly captured the essence of these three Svarim. Harav HaGoyin, the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Herschel Zolti Shlita, Sefer Bohir, Ish Chamudos, and a Rosh Hashiva par excellence.